This is the Sakar Moli of 28th of November 2025. Essence. Sweet children, this is a game of a maze. You repeatedly forget the Father. Let your intellects have faith, and you will not become trapped in this game. Question. While seeing the time of settlement, what is the duty of you children? Answer. Your duty is to keep very busy in this study and not become involved in other matters. The Father will seat you in his eyes, make you into a garland around his neck, and take you back with him. Everyone has to settle their accounts and return home. The Father has come to take everyone back home with him. Song. The resident of the faraway land has come to the foreign land. Om Shanti. The spiritual father sits here and explains to you spiritual children that everyone in the world in general, and Bharat in particular, wants peace in the world. Let it be understood that only the master of the world establishes peace in the world. One should only call out to God the Father to spread peace in the world. However, the poor people don't even know who it is they should be calling out to. This refers to the whole world. They want peace in the whole world. The land of peace where you souls and the Father reside is separate. Only the unlimited Father explains this. There are now innumerable human beings and religions in this world. They say, if there were one religion, there would be peace. However, the religions can't all be united. There is the praise of the Trimurti. Many also keep a picture of the Trimurti. You know that establishment takes place through Brahma. Establishment of what? It wouldn't just be of peace. There is establishment of peace and happiness. 5,000 years ago, in Bharat, when it became their kingdom, all the other human beings had shed their bodies and gone home. Now they want one religion, one kingdom, and one language. You children understand that the Father is now establishing peace, happiness, and prosperity. The one kingdom will definitely exist here. Establishment of the one kingdom is taking place. This is nothing new. That one kingdom has been established many times before. As the number of religions increases, the tree continues to grow, and the Father then has to come. It is souls that listen and study. The sanskars are in souls. I, a soul, adopt different bodies. It takes you children a lot of effort for your intellects even to develop this faith. You say, Baba, we forget this again and again. The Father explains, this is a game of a maze. It is as though you have become trapped in this. You don't know how you can go back home or to your kingdom. The Father has now explained it to you, but you previously didn't know anything. The intellects of souls have become like stone. Stone intellects and divine intellects are remembered in Bharat. It is here that kings with stone intellects and kings with divine intellects exist. There is also the temple to the Lord of Divinity. You souls now understand where you came from to play your parts. Previously you didn't know anything. This world is called a forest of thorns. The whole world is a forest of thorns. You have never heard of fire breaking out in a garden of flowers. It is always a forest that catches fire. This too is a forest. It is definitely going to be set ablaze. The haystack is going to be set ablaze. This whole world is called a haystack. You children now know the Father, and you are sitting personally in front of him. You used to sing, "I will only sit with you." All of that is now taking place. You are definitely studying the versions of God. God only speaks to you children. You know that God is teaching you. Who is God? Incorporeal Shiva is called God. God Shiva is worshipped here. Worshipping doesn't take place in the Golden Age. They don't even remember him there. Devotees receive the kingdom of the Golden Age as the fruit of their devotion. You understand that you have performed the most devotion, and this is why you are the first ones to have come to the Father. You will then go to the kingdom. You children have to make full effort to claim a high status in the new world. You children desire to go to the new home quickly. Only at the beginning is a home new. It then continues to grow older. The number of children in a home continues to grow. Children and grandchildren, etc., will be in an old home. They would say, "This home belongs to our grandfather or great-grandfather." There are many who will come later. The more intense the efforts you make, the earlier you will go to your new home. The Father explains very easy ways that you can make effort. They also make effort in devotion. The names of those who do a lot of devotion are glorified. They even have stamps made of some devotees. No one knows about the rosary of this knowledge. First there is knowledge and then there is devotion. It is now in the intellects of you children that there is this knowledge for half the time, which means for the golden and silver ages. You children are now becoming knowledgeful. A teacher always has full knowledge. Students receive marks number-wise. That one is the unlimited teacher. You are unlimited students. You students will pass number-wise, just as you passed in the previous cycle. The Father explains that you are the ones who have taken 84 births. Over 84 births, you have had 84 teachers. You definitely have to take rebirth. At first, the world is definitely Satopradhan, and it then becomes old and Tamopradhan. Human beings also become Tamopradhan. At first, the tree is new and Satopradhan. New leaves are very good. This is an unlimited tree. There are many religions. Your intellects now have to go into the unlimited. The tree is so big. First of all, there is the original, eternal deity religion, and then the variety of religions come. You have taken a variety of 84 births. That too is imperishable. You know that you go around the cycle of 84 births every cycle. You alone are the ones who go around the cycle of 84 births. No human soul takes 8.4 million births. There are many varieties of animal, etc. No one could even count them. The human soul takes 84 births. You have now become completely tired from playing your parts. You have become unhappy. While coming down the ladder, you have become Tamopradan from Satopradan. From Tamopradan, the Father makes you Satopradan again. The Father says, I come into the Tamopradan world and into a Tamopradan body. The whole world is now Tamopradan. Human beings ask how there can be peace in the whole world. They don't know when there was peace in the world. The Father says, you have the pictures in your home. There was peace in the whole world when it was their kingdom. That is called heaven. The new world is called heaven, the golden age. This old world now has to change. The kingdom is being established. It was only their kingdom in the whole world. Many people go to the Lakshmi and Narayan temple. It doesn't enter their intellects that they were the masters of this Bharat, that there really was peace and happiness in their kingdom. It is a matter of 5,000 years ago when their kingdom came into existence. After half the cycle, the world is said to be old. Businessmen have a swastika on their account books. That too has a meaning. They simply call it Ganesh. They consider Ganesh to be a deity, the destroyer of obstacles. The swastika has four equal parts. All of that belongs to the path of devotion. People celebrate Deepavali, Festival of Lights. In fact, the true Diwali is the pilgrimage of remembrance, through which the lights of you souls are ignited for 21 births. You earn a great income. You children should have a great deal of happiness. This is your new account for the new world. You now have to accumulate an income for 21 births. The Father is explaining this to you children. Are you listening now while considering yourselves to be souls? If you listen while considering yourselves to be souls, you experience happiness. The Father is teaching us. These are the versions of God. God is only one. He definitely comes and takes a body, because only then can there be the versions of God. No one knows this, and that is why people have been saying, neti, neti, neither this nor that. They say that he is the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul. Then they say that they do not know him. They call Shiva Baba, and they also call Brahma Baba. They never call Vishnu Baba. Prajapita is also Baba. You are BKs. When you don't use the title Prajapita, they don't understand. There are so many BKs. And so there must also surely be Prajapita. This is why you must definitely write the word Prajapita. They will then understand that Prajapita is their father. The new world is definitely created through Prajapita. We souls are first brothers. Then, when we adopt bodies, we become brothers and sisters. The children of the Father are imperishable souls. Then, in the corporeal form, we are brothers and sisters. This is why there is the name Prajapita Brahma. However, we do not remember Brahma. Only worldly fathers and the father from beyond the world are remembered. No one remembers Prajapita Brahma. At a time of sorrow, people remember the father, not Brahma. They say, O God. They never say, O Brahma. In times of happiness, they don't remember anyone. There is nothing but happiness. No one knows this. You know that you have three fathers at this time. On the path of devotion, they remember their worldly fathers and the father from beyond. In the golden age, they only remember their worldly fathers. At the confluence age, you remember all three fathers. You too have worldly fathers, but you understand that they are limited fathers. You receive limited inheritances from them. We have now found the unlimited father from whom we receive the unlimited inheritance. This is something to be understood. The unlimited father has now entered the body of Brahma in order to give you children unlimited happiness. By belonging to him, you receive an unlimited inheritance. This is like receiving your grandfather's inheritance through Brahma. He says, I give you your inheritance. I teach you. I have this knowledge. Neither human beings nor deities have this knowledge. I give the knowledge that I have in me to you children. This is spiritual knowledge. You know that you receive a status from the spiritual father. Churn the ocean of this knowledge in this way. It is remembered, those who conquer their minds conquer everything, whereas those who are defeated by their minds are defeated by everything. In fact, those who conquer Maya should be said, because the mind cannot be conquered. Human beings ask, how can there be peace of mind? The father asks, how can a soul say he wants peace of mind? Souls are themselves residents of the land of peace. It is when a soul enters a body that he begins to act. The father says, now stabilize yourselves in your original religion. Consider yourselves to be souls. The original religion of souls is peace. Where else would you find peace? The example of the Queen's necklace is based on this. Sannyasis give this example, and then they themselves go into a forest to seek peace. The father says, the religion of you souls is peace. The land of peace from where you came to play your parts is your home. You have to act through bodies. When you become detached from your body, there is dead silence. A soul takes another body, and so why should you worry about anything? That soul is not going to come back again, however attachment harasses you. There, attachment will not harass you. The five vices don't exist there. There is no kingdom of Ravan there. That is the kingdom of Rama. If it were constantly the kingdom of Ravan, people would become tired. They would never be able to experience happiness. You have now become theists. You are also Trikaldashi. Human beings don't know the Father, and this is why they are called atheists. You children now understand that the scriptures from the past all belong to the path of devotion. You are now on the path of this knowledge. The Father seats you in his eyes and takes you back home with him with so much love. He says, I make you all into the garland around my neck and take you back. Everyone calls out to him. He makes those who have become ugly by sitting on the pyre of lust sit on the pyre of this knowledge. He makes them settle their accounts and takes them back home. Your duty now is to study. Why should you become involved in other matters? How will people die? What will happen? Why should you become involved in any of that? This is the time of settlement. Everyone will settle their accounts and return home. You children have the secret of this unlimited drama in your intellects. No one else has this. You children know that you come to Baba every cycle to claim your unlimited inheritance. We are living beings. The Father has come and entered a body. The Father says, I enter this ordinary body. I sit here and explain to him that he doesn't know his own births. No one else can say, children, become soul conscious and remember the Father. Acha. To the sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bapdada. The Spiritual Father says Namaste to you spiritual children. Essence for Dharana 1. Stay on the pilgrimage of remembrance and celebrate the true Deepavali every day. You have to accumulate an income for 21 births in your new account. 2. Keep the secret of the drama in your intellect and don't become involved in anything other than this study. Settle all your karmic accounts. Blessing. May you be full of the treasure of happiness and finish your stock of anything wasteful with your stage of spirituality. With your stage of spirituality, finish your stock of anything wasteful. Otherwise, by talking about the weaknesses of one another, you will continue to spread the germs of that illness into the atmosphere. Then, by doing that, the atmosphere will not become powerful. Many souls will come to you with many types of feelings, but let them go away with only something filled with good wishes. This will only be possible when you have accumulated a stock of happy things. If you have anything wasteful for someone in your heart, then where there are those matters, the Father will not be there, but there will be sin. slogan. When you switch your awareness on, you cannot have an off mood. Aviat signal. Increase the practice of the bodiless stage, Ashariri and Videhi. To the extent that you are busy, it is just as essential for you to practice being bodiless every now and then. The tiredness that you have from doing service or any upheaval with one another will not then take place. If you practice becoming detached in a second, then when anything happens, because of that practice, you will be able to go beyond whatever has happened in a second. As soon as you think about it, it will happen. You will not have to battle. Om Shanti.